It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast. Heave ho, boy ho, it's digging death. Heave ho, got pub song. Here we came to find the land that our fathers never had. No land found, but only death from Beaver the Yellow Jack. The Yellow Jack, one day you're up, the next you're in your grave. Down New Basin Canal, we're called for us 6 miles of pain. Heave ho, boy ho, it's digging death. Heave ho, God help us all. Heave ho, boy ho, it's digging death. Heave ho, God help us all. Bohan was the first falling down with Mike O'Shea. The boss called up and down the line for men to bear away. The men who fell hundreds, they shook like Mayo Gale. Chief, you the word to dig the trench, to view the fairway. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Why is it Aaron's sons are called with slaves they cannot spare, when earth and water must be moved to make the rich men share? From lake to river to move goods to make the rich men more, down we fall time and again, with none to hear our prayer. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Time to rule us, who rule us. We'll fight to overcome the loss of thousands of Ireland's best. We will be known as men who die, we'll live to make our mark. The men of New Basin Canal, known as New Orleans' own. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Heave-ho, boy, ho, it's digging death. Heave-ho, God help us all. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. This is Mark Gunn. I'm messing with my other computer. I realize that I have a second computer and that, hey, I could use that possibly for recording. So I could see the show, and then I could use my other computer for recording the show. But unfortunately, it ran into a few problems, so that one is still rebooting and whatnot. And I need to get this show out because I'm, 3 weeks behind on my weekly podcast? Hey, yeah. My apologies. But here I am, and I'm going to try to keep my weekly schedule as much as possible. I've been swamped. As you know, I see there's also a huge lag on this, so I'm sorry, but that's what we do with the video. The audio should be fine. Hey, how y'all doing? All right. So I've been swamped recently. Number one, last weekend I started the Louisiana Renaissance Festival with Guns and Drums, my duo with Jamie Hauser. It's been a great, tremendous success thus far. We're doing 3 shows a day in the Painted Badger Pub, so come on by and see us, because we're working on one show right now. So each time we're going to be playing pretty much the same songs. There might be a few mild variations, but for the most part, it's the same songs in each show. This is something different I'm doing for a Renaissance Festival. I know most of the big performance acts out at fair do a show. They don't really vary it much, and music has always been a little bit different. It always feels weird doing the same songs when I have hundreds of songs to choose from. But it's a it's a nice challenge. The fair also is trying to avoid any copyright issues with ASCAP, because apparently they're breathing down their necks and they're charging an obscene fee per person to play music. And so consequently, we're not doing any cover songs at all. And there's a lot of cover songs in Irish music. Gypsy Rover, Molly Malone, not Molly Malone, Gypsy Rover and Wild Mountain Time. Those are both cover songs. They were written, I think, Gypsy Rover in the 50s and Wild Mountain Time in the 60s. Based on older songs, the Braes of Balwedder is Wild Mountain Time. That's the old Scottish song. And Gypsy Rover, I think, is based on Raggle Taggle Gypsy in that series. So, consequently, we are... we're having fun, though, because it's been awesome working a show, and also our performances, playing it six times over the weekend, these songs, they've gotten really good, so I'm really excited to see how this is going to flesh out, and I hope you'll come and see us and take pictures or video. I want to see something on the web, because right now we don't have any pictures or video or anything. I'm hoping to get some cover shots, some band photos this weekend. And we were supposed to do it this past weekend, but just didn't pull it together. So we're going to try again this weekend. But if not, maybe you can grab some pictures, because we need some band photos, and I would appreciate it. Let's see, what else? The other thing I've been working on is packing up the Kickstarter CDs. I have this big box somewhere around here. Look at this. All these CDs need to be mailed. Look how deep that box is. Yeah, it's about 100. That's for both Celtic Christmas and Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. I still have to pack up a few more of the Scottish Songs album before I'm totally ready to... totally done with the Kickstarter stuff. But I think all the Celtic Christmas stuff is done. It's all packed up and ready to be mailed. I already started mailing some CDs as well, so... if you ordered it, pre-ordered it, please, you should be getting it soon. Especially if you ordered a higher package, you should have that any day now, because I already sent all the big packages out first. So keep an eye on your mail. If you didn't fill out your survey, please do so, because that might delay how soon you get your album. So yeah, check it out. Other things that are happening. Wales. I started working on the Celtic invasion of Wales a little bit more. Right. This is awesome. Okay. So I have an idea of what to expect for the Wales show. Wales vacation. That's just really kind of cool for me. So normally I put together a basic itinerary and have a good idea about what we're doing. But this time I'm like, my head is there, you know, I'm seeing what we're doing. So I have a vision of us leaving from the airport, driving down along the coast, past Liverpool, over to Conwy Castle, which is where, I think that's one of the oldest medieval castles in Wales, and is one of the starting points for the invasion, the earlier invasion of Wales, basically when Wales was conquered by Edward I. It's an enormous, massive castle, and it looks just really awesome. And it's about an hour and a half tops from the airport in Manchester. So we're going to have lunch somewhere in Conwy, which is going to be totally awesome. And if you're Welsh, forgive me if I script the words, because Welsh is a strange language. I just don't understand it. If I didn't understand Gaelic, which I have enough trouble with, Irish Gaelic, rather, Welsh Gaelic, oh boy. So I'm still working on a lot of the details. We're going to hit Snowdon Mountain and the Snowdonia National Park, Caernarfon Castle. I have music from two separate musicians who are going to be coming out to play for us. One of them, the first day I'm planning on, our first full day in Wales, I have this Welsh musician, and he also does tours. So I'm hoping he's also a big bard. He's a bard, yeah. So he's going to tell a little bit about Welsh stories and folklore and such. And I'm just totally excited about it. It's going to be awesome. So if you're planning on going to Wales with me, CelticInvasion.com. If you want to find out more, I would love to see you sign up. I hope to get some more sign up soon so that I can set up where we're going to reside. And the more people I have early who have put down their down payment, the sooner I can make that decision and book the location, which that's going to be totally, that makes a big difference as to what we're going to see and what we're going to do. So it's going to be an exciting trip. I hope you'll come join me. And like I said, I have this vision. It's just awesome. And there's some just amazing stuff. And I'm really excited. Gwen, my wife, is already extremely jealous. She wants to go, but I'm still hoping I can make that happen. But I doubt it. I don't know. We'll see. A Celtic Christmas. Speaking of that album, it is. We've had a big. I'm doing a big push on November 16th. Top the charts. If you remember that, I've talked about that in the past before. Well, I'm doing it once again on November 16th. So if you haven't pre-ordered the album and you want to, or if you just want to help promote this album, you can visit the website CelticMusicPodcast.com/top-the-charts and follow the link in the show notes at pubsong.com. That's the easy way. Sign up to the mailing list there. I'll be sending out a bunch of emails about it. If you already own the album, you can still help out either by A, telling your friends, or B, you can buy a copy of the album for a friend. Or if you don't want to buy a copy of the album, you can buy some single tracks from the album, you know, your favorite band. Hello, I'm on there too. So you can. It's a great way to support all these artists. I have a lot of stuff planned. I'm also hoping to give away an album of more music by many of these bands that are on the album. I haven't gotten all the confirmation. The idea came to me yesterday. I emailed the bands. I have three submissions already, if you include me. Actually, I'm going to throw in a track from Guns N' Drums as well, so that'd be four. I might, if I'm lucky, I can get a track from Andrews. That's five. We might have 20 tracks on this album. I don't know. We'll see. Alright, so it's coming along though. Mark your calendars November 16th. While you're marking your calendars, November 30th is the official CD release date of Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. That is my brand new CD, comes out very soon. We're 3 weeks away. If you want to help support that album, and you can pre-order it on iTunes or Amazon. Pre-order the album and hopefully it too will top the charts. Basically all your pre-orders go straight to that release date, so it's possible it could top the charts if enough people pre-order the album. And if you're just looking for a track to pre-order, you can buy a copy of Mingle Boat Song or Follow Prince Charlie. Those are two of the popular tracks, let's say. I am curious what, if you've already owned the album, because I sent out the digital copy of the album last month. So if you already own a copy, I would love to know, get your feedback and know what you think of the tracks on the album and whatnot. So please send me your comments. Slaintje@markgun.com. SLAINTE@markgun.com. Post in the show notes as well. How America Saved Irish Music. That is the CD for Guns N' Drums. Like I said, I have a lot of news today, so apologies if I'm swamping you. How America Saved Irish Music. That's the album of Guns N' Drums. The album we are getting should be getting our CD copies any day now. I'm waiting for them to arrive from the printers, but I will have them at Louisiana Renaissance Festival. Otherwise, you will have to wait until January or February. Right now I have February 1st as the official release date. So I think that's when you're going to have to wait. Yeah, let's just say February 1st is when you'll have to wait if you didn't get it. And I will be doing some single releases in if you want to, you know, check out the album and help promote it beforehand, I'm going to release some singles through iTunes and Amazon and on YouTube and on our website and at Reverb Nation. If you're not on our Facebook page, I have a separate Facebook page for Guns and Drums, and we have a website at gunsanddrums.com. That's double N, gunsanddrums.com. So check it out. I just got a text. This is kind of cool. I'm actually doing I'm doing a recording project. I've never done engineering for other people. It's not entirely true. I sort of have, but I've never actually released anything engineered by for other people. However, there's a group at the Wandering Gypsy Theater over at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, and they mentioned the idea, asked them about a CD, and they said, funny you should mention it, we want to do a CD. And I was like, well, you know, I have the gear. And long story short, I'm going to record them next week for the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, or actually in the off hours is the plan. But they are funny. They are super funny. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. The big trouble will be to keep my face straight. And don't laugh out loud, because I'm one of those people who laugh out loud usually when it strikes me, and it can be kind of annoying if you're trying to record an album. So yeah. Other new things, yeah, gunsanddrums.com. Check that out. I already mentioned three shows daily. The title of this entire show, I've said Vote Celtic in the Podcast Awards. Well, the Podcast Awards are now in effect. Hey, Jenga. That's Jenga back there. The Podcast Awards are now open for your votes. You can vote once a day, every day, until November 15th. So now's your time to cast your vote for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, because I sent out just one message this year, apparently. And I sent out just one message this year, and it looks like that message, that show made it to the Podcast Awards. So we are up for an award. You can vote for the podcast, and so I hope you will do that at podcastawards.com. That was my alarm that I need to get ready to start picking up my daughter, so I should speed up this show. I think I've got most things done. I might have to wait for some of this for next week. Yeah, it looks like. I do also want to mention one final thing, I guess, before I sing my last song, which is Songhenge. Now, Songhenge has long been a website for the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Well, it's now also a bit of one for me as well. Yes, I've had the Patrons of the Arts program, which is an expensive one to sign up to, and there's a lot of bonus things. I actually added a whole bunch more for 2014. It's now online, so if you want to take advantage of that, go to songhenge.com and look up Patron of the Arts. Or actually, markgunn.net, markgunn.net will get you there as well. But right now, you can save 10% on Songhenge on any level. And I'm also going to send you a copy of A Celtic Christmas, a digital copy via iTunes or Amazon. Wink, wink. And I will be sending it on the 16th. Wink, wink. So a great way to, if you also just want to own the album, you could do that by joining Songhenge, and you'll get it on the 16th. And it'll all go towards helping to send that album up to the top of the charts. So let me know if you are interested. I know it does on iTunes. I'm not sure if you can pre-order or set a date on Amazon as a gift. I'm not sure. But I know you can on iTunes, because I've done it several times already. In fact, pretty much if you want to buy anything from me in the next 2 weeks, you can pretty much get a copy of A Celtic Christmas. Songhenge.com. But if you go through become a Celtic core member of Songhenge, you're also going to get some Celtic Christmas cards to add to your bonus. I have a cat that wants something. I think she wants food. Get choo 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 choo. Oh boy. Ugh. Say hi, Jenga. Say bye, Jenga. All right. I think that's about it, all the time I got. I need to actually go get my daughter from school, daycare. So I'm going to finish up with Mingle Boat Song. I hope you enjoyed this live Pub Songs podcast, and I will talk to you soon. Sláinte. Heal your hope, boys. Let her go, boys. Bring her head down into the weather. Heal your hope, boys. Let her go, boys. Sailing homeward to Mingle Lay. What care we for wind or weather? Let her go, boys. Every inch is sailing homeward to Mingle Bay. Heal your hope, boys. Let her go. Much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this Pub Songs podcast. Go to pubsong.com for more information. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.